Are we on, Mr. Thomas?
The next last.
Okay. Mr. Schimmick, you are going to address the board on ag waiver process.
Well, first of all, let me start out. Steve Schimmick, Monterey Coast Keeper. Let me start out by saying thank you so much for all your good work. You guys work hard. I know it. I see it. And so thank you. So first of all, if we talk about process, we started this process back in 2008. And that was a long time ago. And there was a year and a half, actually, of stakeholder meetings where we had exactly what another commenter talked about, and that was we all got together and met over one issue. Well, we did that. And some members walked out. Then we had the opportunity to submit alternatives. We've all done that. There's been two giant workshops. We've all attended that. There's been more meetings. And let me point out that at those more meetings, staff called me and repeatedly called me and said, we want to meet with you. We want to meet with you. And they not only called me and asked to meet, they said, we want you to put together the agenda for the meeting so that you have the opportunity to talk about what you want to talk about. So I'm sure that that's been done with other stakeholders as well. We've had plenty of opportunity to talk. Let me tell you about also the personal outreach that I've done. I have contacted supervisors. I have contacted California Strawberry Commission, the Grower Shipper Association, the California Farm Bureau Federation, and more that they don't want me to say who I've talked to. And the reality is that I've asked to meet with them, and I've asked to talk about standards, timelines, and monitoring. I have yet to have anyone take me up on those conversations. I've done the outreach. They're not talking. The process has been good and fair. The process, more process, in my opinion, denies the staff the opportunity to sit down and get work done. They need to get work done at this point. There's been 2.5 years of process. So I'm faced with a problem. I can ask for fairness, and if staff is going to meet with ag, they need to meet with me too. But that's just going to take more time. They need to get their work done. The way out of this is to recognize the fine work that's been done by staff, the fine work that you've done in outreaching and having workshops, and now roll through the process as you've laid out. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. Okay.
I have
one question. Yes, Mr. Jeffries.
Mr. Schimmick, are you implying that you represent all the environmental community?
No, I'm not implying that I represent all the environmental community. I do. I will suggest that I'm in contact with many of the stakeholders in the environmental community, and just like the ag community, we have regular phone calls together.
Abby Taylor?
Abby and Darlene are not back from lunch.
Okay. Okay, so what's that?